Figure 11.10 shows a surface voltage for the repolarization event, and as you can see by going back through figure 11.9a through e, we started at zero where we had an equal amount of surface charge under both electrodes of the same type, same polarity. And then as the depolarization event occurred, we saw negative voltage deflection going to a negative maximum, if you will, when we had an equal number of negative and positive ions under the appropriate electrode. Ultimately, the voltage climbed back towards zero, and when we were fully repolarized, ready for the next depolarization event, the surface electrode shows zero voltage.